Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, May 28, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time big book study meeting. Today we are reading from the big book. We're in the chapter, A Vision for You. We're on page 158, and we're going to unpack paragraph 4, and it begins with, that was in June 1935, and ends with, which he was long absent. That one paragraph, unpacking it today. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Robin P., the 12 Traditions, Liz T., reading the text today, and then support is Ellen D., Brandy M., Christina K. for newcomers and sponsor information, and Leslie M. for announcements. The share ID numbers. Yesterday's 10 a.m. Big Book Study Meeting share ID number is 14696, 14,696, and that was for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. And then the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study Meeting that we had already this morning, that share ID number is 14706, 14,706, and that would be for today, May 28th. Which is a Thursday, 2020. Okay, the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Robin P. to please read the 12 steps.
Thanks so much, Mel. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Robin P., and for your service this month. Hope you're continuing in service. I will now ask Liz T. to please read the 12 traditions.
Hi, good morning. This is Liz T., recovered compulsive overeater in Minnesota. Thank you, Melanie, and everyone on Team Thursday. 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, and communications. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz T., for your service this month, too. Hopefully you're going to continue plugging in how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Please take note, we're indicating the star 1 key function only as your mute option. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter of vision for you on page 158. We're in paragraph 4, unpacking that one today, and it begins with, that was in June 1935, and ends with, which he was long absent. And I'd like to ask Ellen D. to please read that paragraph, unpack it after that with the experience that she's had with the directions, and then we'll open it up to others this morning. Good morning, Ellen D.
Hi, this is Ellen D., recovered in Texas and gratefully recovered. That was in June 1935. He never drank again. He, too, has become a respected and useful member of his community. He has helped other men recover and is a power in the church from which he was long absent. Wow, I read that, and I'm just really struck by the power of it and the hope. And it just reminds me that this is God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. That this new attitude that I have now in a recovered state toward food has been given to me. And it just came, and that is the miracle of it. I have really been placed in a place of neutrality, and this is how I react as long as I stay in fit spiritual condition. And it reminds me of Bill W. on page 13, how it says he gave his life to the care and direction of his higher power, and then he never drank again. And also, it says, step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And living in 10, 11, and 12, that's what I've endeavored to do, to carry this message to others. And it's been a blessing and a joy, and it's just been great. and to practice these principles in all my affairs, to be useful in society, to be useful and helpful to family. And then lastly, I'll just say on page 132, it says we have recovered and we've been given the power to help others. And I'm just so grateful that because of this spiritual awakening, I have the power to help others. And that's really what I'm for, you know, to grow spiritually and to help others. And it's such a fulfilling way of life. And I'm just so grateful. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ellen D. The lines are now open for additional comments on paragraph 4, page 158, if you're interested in sharing on that particular paragraph, your experience with the guidelines there. I'd love to take your first name, the first initial of your last name. I wanted to also add this piece too, although we do, you know, certainly enjoy hearing from all of your experience. We would ask that if you've shared within the last 3 days, that you would step back in order for others to be able to experience the opportunity to comment on their experiences with this particular paragraph as well. So please limit your share to every third day.
Deb E.
Deb E.
Yeah.
Deb, like V, Victor. Okay.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Sherry K. B.
Sherry K. B. And Robin, that was you?
Yes, thank you.
Robin P. Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Bob H.
Bob H.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go with that lineup then. Deb E., Kathleen O., Sherry KB, Robin P., and Bob H. Come on, Deb. How are you?
Hi, thank you. It's Deb E., like Echo, recovered in Southern California. And this paragraph for me really highlights the stark contrast between being in the addiction, being in the food, and being in recovery. You know, going from that place of selfishness and self-centeredness to becoming a respected, not just like a participating member in a community, a respected member in the community. And, you know, the book explains, it goes through like all the, you know, just 2 days ago, this guy was, they were talking about how he was beating up nurses, and now they're talking about he became a respected member of his community. And it shows us, you know, where we go in our addiction, and it shows us how bad things were, but it also gives us so much hope that it is right at our fingertips. You know, like if we do the work and we recover, we can have this too. And, you know, what I find amazing about this program is that not only do I have to give back what I've been so freely given in by doing the 12 step and helping others, it's not just that I have to, it's that I want to. Like, I want to, when I see a newcomer come into the meeting, like, I really want them to get what I've gotten. And it makes me sad often when I see someone come, you know, a couple of times and then just not come back. It's like, you can have it too. You know, I want to kind of yell out to them, like, don't give up. It is attainable. It's a lot of work, and it's hard work, and it's so worth it, and it's so rewarding. And it's not necessarily as hard as it seems sometimes in the beginning. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deb E. Kathleen, oh, you're up next, and then Sherry KB will follow you.
Thank you, Melanie. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. He never drank again. Those words have so much hope. And, you know, when I was in the food, my life was exactly like the description on page 62. Selfishness, self-centeredness, driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. And I would spend the entire day thinking about my problems and drowning them in food and binging. How was I going to get it? Where was I going to get it? Finding a place to eat it where I could isolate and just eat and eat and eat. And so my troubles were certainly of my own making, as these three men were when they were drinking. So like the two Bills and Dr. Bob, excuse me, I had to have God's help and stop playing God. You know, Bill Dotson never drank again, and he became a respected and useful man of his community. And I found that once I work these steps and continue to work them, I couldn't help but become useful. Once I got out of, you know, and I have to work on this every day because I'm human. So these, you know, fear, resentment, self-centeredness, all that comes up. But I know how to get it out very quickly so that I can open myself up and be useful. You know, Bill W. never drank again, and he wrote this book. I mean, how useful was that to his community? You know, he probably never dreamed that almost 100 years later he would be helping so many people. So these three men got freedom, and we can get freedom, you know, but freedom isn't free, rarely is, and it took them work, and it takes work even, you know, for myself. I have to work on this daily, but once I work the steps and continue to work them in the life, I really couldn't help but become useful to others in my community. You know, once I got out of my own way and let my higher power guide me, I was able to be useful. And one of the amazing things, and this never would have happened if I was still in the food and being useful in my community, is I started working with local veterans in my community. And that is so fulfilling. It fills me up so much more than food. It's really, this is all beyond our wildest dreams, right? Whoever would have thought? And the other thing that I started doing was my passion is dogs. And when I work with the veterans, it's also with service dogs. And but I took my own dog and trained her to be a therapy dog. And we were going into rest homes and, you know, to see the smiles that these dogs bring to people's faces is so fulfilling. And it really is amazing to be useful and to contribute something to the community and help other people. And, you know, we aren't able to do that now to COVID because they've closed all these rest homes, but, you know, we'll be able to do it again. And I find that when I'm in prayer and meditation, that's when these thoughts come to me and I can be useful. Thank you. I pass, Melanie.
You're welcome, Kathleen O. Sherry KB, you're up next, and then Robin P. will come in after you. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Melanie. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And thanks so much for your service, Melanie, and everybody on the line and Team Thursday. And I thank you for the shares that I've heard so far. And, you know, what I think about is, you know, I don't have the power. God gives me the power. I don't take credit for things without, I give credit where credit's due to my higher power because I couldn't do this by myself. I can't do it without you guys, and I can't do it without my higher power. And so I am so grateful to be given the power to walk through things, to help other people in the community, to especially work with people in this program. I feel like God's given me a gift of being useful, and that's what it's about, is like, you know, how can I be useful to my community, whether it's my OA community or it's my community of where I live with other areas in my life. I just feel so blessed and grateful. And I love that I have a spiritual toolkit laid at my feet that shows me how I can be of service because I can apply this to every area of my life that I'm so grateful for. And I do think about that because, you know, that power, the word power is, you know, it's an amazing thing that God blesses me with. And I know that, you know, I just walked through something myself recently that's been really difficult, was really hard. My dog of 15 years passed away on Friday, last Friday. And, you know, the gift that I got that I could be of service also to my husband was that, you know, we're both grieving. But what I've learned to respect how different people grieve and that they don't have to grieve the way I grieve and give them that space. And, you know, I learned that through doing this work. I learned it through working the steps. And I see how much the steps have changed me and this work. And it keeps on giving me power to walk through things of all kinds of things. And I just feel so blessed and so grateful for that. You know, I just take things one day at a time. And with the power that my higher power gives me, I'm very blessed for that. And with that, I pass. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Robin P., you're up next, and then Bob H. will follow you. And then right after Bob, we're going to open it up for additional comments on page 158, paragraph 4. So you might want to get ready for that if you haven't shared in the last 3 days. Robin P., good morning.
Good morning, Mel. Thanks so much. This is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. And, you know, it's so hopeful. And you know, that he never drank again. I never ate again, thank God. And that I became a respectful and useful member of my community. And I actually, you know, I came into the program years ago, a devout atheist, a very proud atheist. And I, you know, because of the bridge to God that this program is, I actually, God is the most important relationship in my life. And I actually became a Christian, and you know, just all these things happened spiritually that never would have happened without recovery, and that I do contribute at my church. And I'm an inventor. I'm a serial inventor. I've invented several things. It takes so much, so many miracles to be able to bring a product to market that changes people's lives, and so much faith and so much tenacity. And that is all a gift of this recovery. If I was into the food, I would never have created the things that I've created. I know that for sure. And it just shows me that I can birth things because I have a power greater than myself working in my life every day. And I'm surrendering everything. You know, every day I get to surrender everything. I'm electromagnetic field radiation sensitive, and I just get to keep surrendering 5G and see what we're supposed to do about that. And one day at a time, God's in charge of all of my affairs. So thank you so much. God bless everybody. It's a very abstinent, blessed day. And thanks so much, Mel. I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. Okay, Bob H. is going to have 3 minutes here. Then I will open up the lines for additional comments on page 158, paragraph 4 in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it begins with, that was in June 1935, so you might want to get prepared for that in 3. But for now, it's Bob H.'s turn. Star 1, Bob.
Okay, Bob H., so happy to find this meeting. And I went the other day, and I left my number, and somebody called me, and I'm so excited and happy to be here. I like what it says here. He never drank again. I've been in 12-step programs a long time, but I've been, you know, out there drunk on food and playing with food. And I like how so much how people, when they share, they are recovered. Recovered compulsive overeater, and I never even thought that that would be possible. But now, by listening to the meeting and in the reading, see that the recovery is possible, that abstinence is possible, and that's what I so much desire. And to not play around with the program. I'm in other things, other 12-step programs, and I don't play with those. But I've been always playing with in and out of eating things that I know is not the right. And so I'm hoping to get going on this. And I talked to somebody already about maybe being my sponsor, but just that never drink again, never eat again like that, never eat things that I know are no good for me. I'm very grateful for, and also to become a useful member of society, and that opportunity or promise is very appealing to me. And I've lost a lot of members in my family to this disease, and to be have a program, have something that's actually working for me, and the possibility is anyway, I'm going to keep coming back, and thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Bob H. And with the conclusion of his sharing, it opens up the floor for additional comments on page 158, paragraph 4. And although we do value everyone's experience here, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day. in order that others that haven't had a voice be able to share their experience too. So if you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, I can take some names down.
Deborah S.
Did I hear Deborah S?
Yes.
Good.
Heather
Next
w.
one.
Heather W.
W. Britt V. Did I hear Liz T? Britt V. Britt V. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sherry Josie.
Sherry Josie.
Liz T.
Oh, I did hear Liz, maybe two. No, maybe not. Anyway, we got you. Thanks, Liz.
Lorraine N.
Lorraine N.
Nancy A. B.
Nancy A. B. Let's go with that line up here and see what time does after the seven folk there. That, is that proper grammar? For goodness sakes, Melanie. Okay, this is what I have. Deborah S. Heather W. Britt V, Sherry Jo C, Liz T, Lorraine N, and Nancy A B. Would you all, other than Deborah S, please press star one on your phone keypad for a nice and quiet line, and then we're going to listen to what Deborah's experience is. Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much, and everyone on this line for being here and hearing such great things on this cute little paragraph. And he never drank again. That was such hope. You know, I remember coming into this program 21 years ago. I just had a newborn baby. My son just, actually his birthday was just this week. And I heard that message of, you don't have to eat again. You don't have to eat compulsively again. And wow, that seemed like such a...
Deborah, you faded out. Can you readjust? I'll give you a second or two to readjust. If not, we'll move on. We'll come back to Deborah. Heather W., are you queued up, ready to go for your three?
Hey, everyone. Good morning. This is Heather W., recovered compulsive eater in Baltimore. So grateful to be on the line. Yeah, and just such a powerful paragraph. It's people have pointed out that phrase, he never drank again. And I mean, just wow, it's so powerful. And because, you know, my first 5 or so years in OA were, well, you know, sometimes I wasn't eating, but sometimes I was. Or I had a bunch of what I would call food slips. Or I'd say, you know, I'm imperfectly abstinent. Or I'd say, oh, you know, my food was a little off, but mostly. And this just says he never drank again. You know, there were no slips. There were none of that. You know, he never drank again. And I remember I used to listen to Vision, and I'd hear people share the same sentiment. And I'd be like, oh, is that even possible, you know, to never? Like, there's no slip. There's no. And then I started working with a recovered sponsor. And she took me through this book, and she told me, you know, there's no such thing as a food slip, that I'm either abstinent or I'm not. You know, there's no in between. And wow, you know, and now I know after about 3 years, I never have to eat compulsively again, ever, 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 never, you know. And not only that, I don't want to. That's the thing. It's like I don't want to eat compulsively. Just what a miracle, you know. And then I love it says here, he has helped other men recover. And again, just the importance of that 12 step, you know, and that we can work all 11 steps. But if we don't live in that step 12 and we're not of service to others and we don't give back, you know, we will drink again. And then I like how it ends and says, and is a power. And it's like, wow, you know, this whole book focuses so much on our powerlessness, you know, step one, our powerlessness. But here it's saying he's a power. And, you know, he got this because he did what's outlined in this book. You know, he put the alcohol down and he found that power. And that power, it's not him, right? The power isn't us. It's not self-will. We get connected with our power, our higher power. I call my higher power God, and have a strong faith. So, it's just amazing, you know. And again, I just like to share and always tell my sponsors this, you know, you never, ever, ever have to eat compulsively again. You know, you never have to, but what we have to do is follow what's in this book. So just grateful for the opportunity to share. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Heather W. Let me cycle back here and see. Deborah S., did you want to finish up? You got about two. Press star one. Okay, just in the interest of time, I want to be sure that we keep that really tight. Britt V., are you ready to share?
Hi, my name is Britt V. I'm a compulsive overeater. Today is my 4 days abstinence anniversary. This is the third time that I'm in OA, but this time is different. A Vision for You has an approach that is much better for me because the focus is on the big book and the focus is on God. The big book is something I believe inspired by God. Throughout my many years of life, I have seen many people recover from a variety of addictions because of these inspired pages. I'm very, very grateful to be a part of this community. My relationship with food has always been dysfunctional to cope with childhood trauma. From a very young age, I hid food. I was secretive about food. And I used it well into adulthood, like a selfish, petulant child, to say, I'm going to do what I want. Because the only control I had in my life as a child was over food. And so I carry that into adulthood, but I now know that it's hurting me and I want to be a useful member of my community and I don't want to die. Several years ago, I was teaching, in a very stressful situation, and I was coping using my overeating and my kidneys began to shut down. I had to have surgery. It was awful. And so I know that I have to give my life to the care of God. I know I cannot do this myself. And I'm right now on my way to changing to a different profession. And I know that it is very important that I commit to abstinence and that I give my life to God. Because I do want to be useful. I do want to serve others. I do want to use whatever talents God has given me to good effect. I'm really grateful for this program. And I'm really proud of myself. 4 days abstinent. And I define that by in the morning. I plan out my food. And I do not deviate from it. I have an autoimmune disorder. So I have to be careful about nutrients. But I've been doing a good job, and I really pray that when I get to the six-month mark, that the importance of food will fade away. Thank you all so very, very much for your fellowship and for your strength, and with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Britt V. Sherry Jo C., you're up next for 3 minutes, and then Liz T. will follow you. Good morning, Sherry Jo.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Sherry Josie, recovered in Southern California. Thank you so much. I'm loving this whole section and this sort of microscopic view of the transformation. And I love how other places in the big book it talks about, I mean, they're, you know, even as they write the big book, there's this sense of marvel. They use words like, you know, we saw sick men take up their beds and walk, and I think there's another part where it says, you know, what is this but a miracle of healing? And I just feel so humbled and so in awe reading this section and so grateful that I've been able, through, you know, the help of my higher power and all of you, to experience this recovery for the last 30 years. And, you know, one of the things that strikes me too, you know, it says he never drank again. It doesn't say, you know, he was never angry again. He never grieved again. He never felt like giving up sometimes again. It doesn't say that. I mean, we know other places in the big book it's going to talk about the reality of once this transformation takes place, that there's a long road of reconstruction ahead for, you know, the damages that we've done to ourselves, our bodies, other people, our relationships. But I love the focus here on this point of transformation, you know, the decision, the coming to see that there's hope. And, you know, just talk, I just get chill bumps when it says, you know, he put on his clothes and walked a free man and never drank again, became a respected member of the community. You know, to me, when I was eating compulsively, I think one of the scariest things was that I could not trust myself. And it talked about that, how here's a guy who never drank again, but yet before this, he was afraid to even leave the hospital because he knew what was going to happen. He wouldn't even make it home. And I do remember those days. And I remember feeling I was truly a danger to myself and to others, and to live inside a body and a mind that I couldn't even trust. And, you know, when I moved to California from Michigan, I came into the program in Michigan, and I talk about my home group, the Back to Basics Abstinence group that gave me this miracle. And when I moved to California, I had to get a new sponsor. I wanted someone local. And I found someone, and she said words to me I'd never heard before. She said, you know when you're in a bad, you're in a bad place when you're eating against your own will. And that's where I had been. Not for some years. I was 10 years absent when I moved. But I remember that. I know that to my core, if I do not take care of this condition that I have and work this program of recovery, the spiritual solution, the daily program of action, that I will once again want to eat against my own will. And I just do not ever want to go back to that. Let's see here. I think that's all I have to share this morning. I think that was my time. So thank you so very much. I pass.
Intuitive. Thanks, Sherry Josie. Liz T., you're next, and then Lorraine N. will follow you.
Hi, good morning. This is Liz T., a recovered compulsive overeater in Minnesota. Recovered, not cured, right? So this part where he says he never drank again, he's a respected, useful member of the community. He's helping other men recover. So that word recover, too, I looked it up in my little app and my big book on my phone, and that word recover or recovered shows up many, many times in the big book and many, many times in the personal stories in the back of the book, too. And, you know, what does that mean exactly? To recover from the seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And in the foreword to the first edition on page XIII, it talks about how to show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered, past tense, is the main purpose of this book. So there's beautiful promises sprinkled out through the entire book as well, that this is possible for us too. You know, when I was binging and couldn't get out of bed and couldn't take care of my kids and wanted to blame everybody else for my problems, the thought of being useful was a far cry from the state I was in at that point. But today with the entire abstinence and a clear mind, there's a lot of time in the day to get things done. It's amazing how more, I don't know, effective or what potential there is for us when we aren't in the food, thinking about it, trying to find, you know, get our next fix. The remorse of, oh, I ate too much, or, oh, I'm sick. It's amazing how many hours in a day are freed up from that. And we can be available and helpful to others. And that's where I find a lot of joy. And in the past, I didn't come in here wanting to be helpful to others. That was the last thing on my mind. I just wanted to lose some weight. And in that process of working the steps, becoming entirely abstinent and working the steps with a sponsor that could guide me, those have been beautiful byproducts of working the steps is finding that peace and happiness and usefulness. So I'm grateful for the program, grateful for all of you. With that, I will pass.
Thank you, Liz T. Lorraine N., you're next, and then Nancy will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie and everyone. Lorraine N. here in Oregon. And so grateful to have a place to go this morning with my disease in tow that is in recovery. And I just feel so much joy that for this meeting. I am so grateful for Visions. And this little paragraph just, where do I begin? Okay, by the time I found visions, I'd been in and out of OA for 40 years and tried everything most of us do. So it wasn't until I completed the steps with a recovered vision sponsor who was loving and kind, and that everything began to change for me. Actually, things began to change for me when I listened to my first visions meeting, I think it's been 2 years now. And so in reading and discussing the big book together over a period of several weeks with my sponsor, my heart just began to soften and open to the love of a higher power, which I just didn't believe was possible. I had been down this road so many times before. But anyway, I committed to going through the process with this woman. And now the biggest joy of my days is sponsoring. I love working with others and reading and studying the big book with them. I love watching the transformation in them and myself because I learn and grow right along with them. And my heart is just overflowing with love and great gratitude for this program. I don't know where I'd be today without it. So that's it. That's all that's on my heart, and just so grateful. Thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you. You betcha. Thanks, Lorraine N. Appreciate that. Let's go with Nancy A. B., and then we're going to see if we can check on Devorah after Nancy A. B. Your 3 minutes start just about now.
Hi, thank you so much, and everyone that makes this possible this morning. I am so grateful. This paragraph, to me, has all the instructions. It starts with about the date and things like remembering when I wasn't absent is important to me. I don't focus on it, but I remember that's what how it was. And then just talking about he never drank again, for me, it is intending that what I'm going to do steadily for the today and for the foreseeable future is not eat again. And that is a useful instruction. I have to have that in my head because I may think that, well, this particular circumstance is okay. And really, I need to remember it's never. And then behaving in a respectable way, as God defines it for me, I need to do that because when I was eating, when I'm not well, I don't behave in a respectable way. And then moving on to the idea that this is not a solitary journey about becoming a respectful member. I mean, if I behave in useful and respectful ways, I get to be a member of community. And I used to do a lot of isolation, and I really need to be a member of my community, not just a member of OA. I need to do that too, but of my bigger community in the world. And but coming back to about helping others, this idea that I'm good of service in the world, but recovery too. I've lost that balance at times, being service out there in the world, but not in my recovery. And my recovery doesn't stay as strong. I really need to do that. And it doesn't necessarily matter the way that I do it, because over the years, I've been in program for about 30 years, and sometimes it was as simple as, you know, making coffee or phoning somebody. Yesterday, I went and saw someone I knew was having a little trouble in the pandemic, and I can do those things in recovery so that I surround myself with recovery. And the last being a power in the church, I love the sentence because it's not just I'll pray occasionally or when I'm in trouble. That, you know, has been my fallback from time to time. But I will be a power in my spiritual life. It's not just going to be something I do on one day of the week, but it really is I'm going to be a powerful spiritual person. That's how I'm going to show up in the world. And so I am so grateful just to have tuned in this morning and got this little paragraph. Thank you so much for my abstinence today and for being here.
Thank you very much, Nancy A.B. Devorah S., are you still on the line? You have about 2 minutes if you want to grab it.
I am here. Can I be heard?
Oh, you can.
Ta-da! Oh, no.
miracles. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Good to hear everybody. So this little paragraph to me gives me such hope, and it's like promises. He never drank again. That is a promise to me that I don't have to eat again. You know, follow the directions in this book. Food does not have to be an option anymore. And we all know that food was an option for many, many, all of us here. And it's a miracle today that, you know, I don't have to hurt myself with the food. And where does that come from? You know, I give all over to my higher power, to God, who has given me this, you know, who has taken away the obsession of the mind and the compulsion to eat, and just working these steps day in and day out. You know, it's a miracle. And we become, what happens when we do that? We become, you know, respectful people in our community, and useful. You know, that word useful, become useful. Like, just not thinking about myself, but how I could be helpful to other people. What can I do? How can I get out of myself? And not just in program, you know, pressing star one and sharing my experience, but also like in my community, how can I be of service, you know? And, you know, I'm a teacher and working now during remotely with my class, you know, we're not going to school, where everything is online. And, you know, thank you, God, you know, like, it would have been so easy maybe just to say, oh, the heck with this thing, whatever I do, I'll throw in there. But you know what? God has given me the ability to, like, come up with innovative ideas and to show up for my class. Where does that come from? It's not me. It's a promise. It's from this program. Just, you know, doing the work here that I'm able to open up and try new things. You know, I'm not in that rut of despair. And, you know, so really grateful to have every day to have an opportunity to seek God's will. That's what it is. We have opportunities each day. And how am I going to use those opportunities? I'm going to stick into myself and then just be onto me, like, woe is me, poor me.
Time to work.
Or am I going to work to get out of myself and to be of service? And that's what it's all about. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Thank you, Devorah. Time allows probably for one more two-minute share if somebody would like to step up real quick like and grab that as the time's ticking on here. Take your first name, the first initial of your last name. One more less than two-minute share. Going, going,
Connie
going.
P.
God.
Hi,
did you say Connie T?
Yeah, but that's okay if we're out of time.
That's the one that I heard. Mm-hmm. So you want to take less than two here? We'll grab it up. Love to
sure.
hear from you.
It'll be really quick. Thanks, everybody. This is Connie T. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from South Central Pennsylvania. The thing that jumped out at me where it says he never drank again was something that when I was first in OA and kind of learning everything. And this was before I really started hearing all from out of the big book. I had a sponsor, very lovely person. And when I used to say to her, I just can't get over the fact I'll never be able to eat like a chocolate chip cookie again. And she would tell me, well, we don't know that. We just know for today. Her intentions were really, really good, you know. She was trying to get me to just focus on the day. And I was always, you know, 5 years in the future. And she was trying to say, just for today, don't eat it. But I got to tell you, in my head, hearing that from a sponsor, well, we don't know, always left that little thread. You know, it's not her fault at all. But I always just was thinking, well, maybe someday. And it was finally I started listening to Vision and hearing more about the big book when I realized that is correct. I can never do that again. I mean, I could. I choose not to. And for now, I don't even want it. But it didn't, for anyone that's out there that might be thinking, I know we do this on one day at a time, but it was very helpful for me to hear, you're right. You're not going to be able to eat that stuff again without the consequences. So anyhow, I appreciate the time to share, and I pass.
Thank you for stepping up there. And that will be the last share that we have this morning on the recorded line. Thank you, everyone, for sharing today as we transition to the last part of our unrecorded piece of this meeting.
I would like to thank everyone in service for the month of May here. It's a great team effort to have this meeting on the line and available for over 200 and some odd people that come every day to study the big book. That's awesome for that to happen. What I'd like to do now is ask Brandy M. to please read from page 164 in our big book as we do every single closing meeting. And then after that, if you'd like to, you'll be asked to press star 1 on your phone keypad, and we'll say the Serenity Prayer together as we continue to transition for the last 10 minutes of our meeting. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater in Alberta, Canada. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you than to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find. And join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you safe.